Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from the Renaissance Bank studio here on Windward Parkway in Alpharetta, and we are excited to be back in the studio. And folks, just a quick reminder that the folks at Renaissance never quit being open and ready for business during the pandemic, and they're charging ahead as usual. If you are tired of your big bank experience, and you know what I mean, artificial voices and 1-800 numbers, and you can't get a live person, and they really don't want you to talk to a live person, if you're tired of that experience, my suggestion is go to renaissancebank.com, find their local office, some 200 across the South ready to serve you, and give them a call, make an appointment, go in to see them. And I think you'll be glad you did. And give them a try. I endorse them myself. I know the work that they do personally, and I think you'll be glad you made that switch. Renaissance Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Christina Mott. And Christina is the founder of Cloudland Coffee Company. Christina, welcome.
Hello, John. How are you today?
I'm great. I hope you're well, and it's a pleasure having you on the show.
It's a big pleasure to be here. Excited to be on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. So I think I've got an idea that coffee is somewhere in your business plan, but why don't you describe for everyone Cloudland Coffee, who you are and how you're serving folks out there?
Sure. So Cloudland Coffee initially we started off as a coffee roasting business, and we've been doing that for about the past 5 years now. I initially started out of my house as a cottage food business, and then I moved on over the years into a commercial coffee roasting business. And so we roast coffee, we source it from different locations throughout the world. And then we just recently this year, through COVID and everything, we have opened up a storefront in Johns Creek. And so we were originally down in this facility called Prep for the past 3 years, which is down by the 285-85 Junction area. And we moved all of our roasting facilities and everything to this location here in Johns Creek. So we roast for different, bakeries and restaurants, and we do online sales. And of course, one of our biggest things that we do is the Alpharetta Farmers Market, which is, I think, where we probably met through.
Yep. That's right.
And so that is still something that we still do and we love to do every Saturday morning. And then now we have our storefront here in Johns Creek.
That's great. Now, Christina, why coffee? I mean, explain why you... kind of the background of how you got into this business. You haven't always been in the coffee business. You decided to, scratch the entrepreneurial itch, if you will. Right. So talk about your background and why Cloudland Coffee out of all the other kind of businesses you could have gotten into.
Yeah. So I, when I was in college, back in the day, I worked, I had the fortune to work at a great coffee, they're not so little anymore, but I worked at a coffee shop where they roasted their own coffee. And it got me like my first taste of what really good, high quality, freshly roasted coffee tasted like. So not going from, buying your coffee out of the can or out of the bag, like the Maxwell House and the Folgers, to coffee that actually eventually, I used to be the person that put all kinds of stuff in my coffee. And now I've gotten to the point where I rarely put anything in my coffee. Because I realized, if it's brewed right or roasted right, it's going to taste fantastic. Just the way it is. So, I did, you know, graduate. I did actually work in the banking industry for about 10 years, commercial real estate finance. And then the market crashed in 2008. And then that was kind of like a big abrupt in my career, you know, interruption, I should say, in my career.
Sure.
And so I was obviously laid off, and I started just pursuing my hobby more. I had just had my daughter too. So I kind of, you know, took advantage of it and became a stay-at-home mom and spent time with my daughter. But then I also started tinkering around more with like home roasting and learning more about the coffee business. And then ultimately, we moved up here. We were living down in Florida, but we moved up here to Atlanta back in 2012. And my husband's job moved up here. And then I initially was thinking about going back into the banking world, but then I decided that, you know, why don't I try to figure out if I can make this into something, you know, of my own, the coffee. So I did some research, found out about the cottage food licensing with State of Georgia offers, which is great for those people that are trying to, they have like this great food product and they want to give it a shot. They can try it at their home at first, and you're able to sell it, you know, at the farmer's market and online, and you have to keep it in state lines. And then so that's how I started. And then eventually I was doing very well. I was selling at the farmer's market and online, and you know, my neighbors were all buying my coffee. And so then I ended up doing some research and I found Prep ATL, which is the big commercial kitchen down at the 285-85 Junction. And they helped me transition into the commercial part of my business. And so I was able to get my commercial license. And then that ultimately led me to be able to sell to restaurants and bakeries and do wholesale, and then ultimately help me push my business, grow my business, and then into what it is today.
Wow. That's what a great story. Now, and of course you're joining us from your retail location. So folks, that's why you hear a little buzz in the background. So, which is great. I hear the coffee being served and the cash register ringing. So that's good stuff. Christina, I want to get into your coffee here in a second, but briefly give some advice to business owners that, you know, because we've just been through another economic round of chaos here, and we're not fully out of it for a lot of people. Give advice to those folks that have been laid off and are thinking about starting a business. One of the things that stands out for me is you took your time and you did a whole lot of homework before you jumped in.
Yep. I do think that, you know, one thing that happens a lot, you know, people have this idea, especially with the food business, you know, they have like that guacamole or that, you know, secret, you know, recipe cake or something like that, that everyone will say, oh, you should, you know, package this and sell it. And once you start getting into it, it is, you do realize that you are able, there's a lot involved with the different types of, you know, licensing, and then there's different types of ways to package and marketing and trying to sell it and get people to buy it. You can't just like go to the store and say, here's my product. You have to, there's a lot involved. So I do think that here in the state of Georgia, we are very fortunate to have the cottage food license that does allow folks who are wanting to at least try it out, just to get a start on it and see. And then we also have a great amount of farmers markets too, which was, you know, an entryway to so many. I know so many food manufacturers who are now commercial manufacturers who got their start at farmers markets, and a lot of them start out of their house. So it does take a lot of persistence and with the packaging and the marketing and trying to sell your product. But I think if you start off, you know, if you're able to start off at farmers markets, I think that's a great entrance way, because then you'll really know for sure if your product can sell. Because if it sells at the farmers market and people come back and they get it again, that means you got something going on, because they obviously like it and they want more.
Yeah. So, you kind of get immediate feedback from your mm-hmm. customers, right?
Right.
Yeah. Great, great thoughts there. So let's get into your product. Lots of coffee roasters out there. What makes your secret recipe so unique, if you will?
Yes. So there's a couple of things. I think it's great that I think here in Atlanta, especially, we're starting to see more and more different coffee roasters, and we all have our own style. We have different types of roasting equipment. We use different types of coffee beans. In my case, I use what they call a fluid bed coffee roaster, which is a coffee roaster right there, actually.
Yep.
That it's not a drum roaster, so it doesn't spin the beans, and it doesn't use gas or a flame, which a lot of the drum roasters use. It uses just hot air, and it's kind of similar to an air popcorn popper. Would be the best way to kind of compare it to. So with that, it makes the coffee a little bit more smoother tasting. And then I also tend to use coffee that is washed coffee, which makes it a little bit more also kind of smoother taste. You don't have that strong fruity taste that you sometimes get with a natural coffee. So then the other big thing for me is that I use only organic coffee. And then I also pay particular attention to women coffee producers. So a lot of, there's probably 4 or 5 coffees that I have right now that are from women owned and operated coffee farms. And like my Honduras, my Sumatra, Mexico, Rwanda. And then I'm getting in a new batch of Congo pretty soon, which is also going to be from a women-operated cooperative in Congo. So that's, you know, kind of like my niche area that I like to focus on. It does, you know, my coffee does taste different than many of the different coffee roasters in Atlanta. But again, I think it's like, you know, we're like becoming like the breweries,
sure,
in the coffee world. You know, we all have like our own style. We use different types of beans to create different kinds of tastes.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we have just like different methods of doing things. So that's what makes it great, because then, you have a nice local alternative to like the big commercial businesses.
Yeah, and you made the point earlier, and I thought it was good. I mean, if you happen to be used to the store-bought traditional brands, you may think all coffee is the same, but they're different beans grown in different regions, mixed in a different way.
Yes.
So there are a lot of different aspects. It's a little more complex than it may seem if you're just looking at the shelf in the grocery store, right?
Yeah. I mean, coffee is almost exactly like wine, to be honest with you, because it's, you know, there's different types of the cherries, and each cherry has its own unique taste. And again, then if you have like the same cherries that are grown, like in one might be grown in Africa, one might be grown in Central America, the same cherry, but they have extremely different tastes because of the different types of terrain and climate. And so it's really interesting to experience that. And I think that's what one thing that we're, again, becoming very fortunate with Atlanta is that we are having that variety now to be able to try different kinds of coffee through that.
Folks, we're here chatting with Christina Mott, and Christina is the founder of Cloudland Coffee Company. She's joining us live from her new retail location in Johns Creek. That's awesome. And I want to get to that in a second. But, I've got to ask the question. Talk about how the pandemic, how you navigated that from your perspective.
Yeah. So that was last year was a very crazy year. So when the pandemic was the beginning of last year, I was actually looking at this, at this location where I was at, and I was, contemplating and starting beginning of last year, like last February, like a year ago, really. And, then of course, like once the end of February hit and all of a sudden you start to see kind of like these things happening where, you know, shutdowns are happening overseas. And then ultimately, you know, by the beginning of March, the reality became that, you know, it's going to hit here. And, so we need to kind of stop what we're doing, put the brakes on things, and then try to make sure that our business can survive this, because this is going to be, you know, something that we don't know if what's going to happen. Like I'm saying, nobody knew what was going to happen. So I put the brakes on this place, and then all of a sudden all my wholesale accounts started putting the brakes on me. And so they were stopping, they were closing. They were, obviously not serving coffee. And then, the opposite though was happening with my grocery and online and like online meal kit companies with one of my customers is Garnish and Gather, and they just saw the opposite happen with them. They just saw this huge surge because everyone was staying at home. They didn't want to get out, or they couldn't get out, and so they didn't want to go to the grocery stores or anything. So I actually went from, you know, a lot of my accounts from my wholesale accounts closing, and then all of a sudden it kind of pivoted over to my online and then grocery sales increasing dramatically. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I did was that I partnered with another company. They were at the farmer's market the last 2 years, Simple Bread Company, and they were they sell bagels. And so we were trying to figure out a way to bring our coffee and bagels to people. And so we created a coffee and bagel package, and we put them both on our website. And we did very well with that because everyone was at home, and so they wanted, you know, to be able to have a nice breakfast in the morning sometimes. And so they took inside the perimeter and I took outside the perimeter, and I put so many miles on my car driving and delivering coffee and bagels to people. But, you know, between that and then the online sales and the grocery online sales, we survived and we got through it. And by October, I felt good enough to be able to come back and revisit this location and go back into negotiating, and it ultimately, you know, it worked out. So, So I think we were very fortunate. It took a lot of pivoting. It took a lot of sleepless nights. But ultimately we got through it. And I think we've come out, you know, stronger and the wiser, and how to handle when disaster strikes, I guess you can say. And then we also created, you know, some more relationships too, which was great.
That's awesome. What a great story. Congratulations getting through that, and opening your retail location, because there's not a lot of that going on as we know, but let's talk about that location, exactly where it is and what folks will find when they go.
Yeah. So we are located in Johns Creek. We're kind of like at the border of Johns Creek and Alpharetta. And it's in this shopping plaza that's been here in Johns Creek for a while. It's called the Grand Pavilion. And so we are at the corner of State Bridge and Kimball Bridge in Johns Creek. And then the Grand Pavilion is kind of set back a little bit off the road. So kind of like some points of reference for people. There's like a car wash, the Mr. Car Wash in the corner. And then there's also the Boca Bargoon Fabrics there in front of us. And so we're set behind those two locations. Our neighbors are Pasta Vino, which is a very great and popular Italian restaurant here in Johns Creek. And then the Finer Consigner, which is also next door. And then there's also like a little doggy daycare called A Dog's Life, which is becoming very popular too here in Johns Creek. So right now we are open. We are actually open right now from 7:30 to 5, but we are going to be opening up now starting next week, which is going to be May the 2nd or 3rd, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So we'll be open a little bit longer and a little bit earlier for people to be able to come in and grab their coffees in the morning or else stay after school and come in. We have some indoor seating now. I actually got a couch yesterday, which is actually being filled right now, which is great. and we have some outdoor seating here. And we have a lot of my wholesale partners that are like the bakeries, for example, TB Whole Gluten Free Bakery, Zambawango, and Simple Bread Company. I carry some of their baked goods here. Mm-hmm. So we have a little variety of baked goods and, of course, different kinds of coffee drinks. And you can, of course, come and get a bag of coffee or a bottle of cold brew. And we're slowly growing this place a little bit more and more every day, too. But I tell you what, man, it's wonderful. I love it. And, when I was working at the farmer's market, I'm still there and I'll be there this Saturday again. The number one question that I got at the farmer's market was, where are you located? And, it really couldn't tell people I was at prep because I didn't really have a storefront. So, I'm very, very happy now that I can actually now tell people where I'm located at so they can come and visit us throughout the week, 6 days a week.
Well, that's awesome. And it's not fair to you as a small business owner, but sometimes commercial accounts, which I know you're trying to get deeper into that business, and let's talk about that. They like to see that you've got a physical location, right? I mean, that's a sign of stability and that they can count on you as a vendor. Right. So it's more than just retail sales, right?
Right. Yes. Yes. I do have, wholesale is actually my number one thing right now. I actually have more wholesale accounts than anything. And, what is also great about this location is that, now that I have a place I can have, if a wholesale account has a new barista, they can just send them over here and we can help with training with them. Or now that we're starting to kind of open up more, my ultimate plan is to start having more coffee tastings with my wholesale account so that they can actually try more different types of coffees or we can create a blend for them. And then also, with the wonders of Zoom, I've actually been Zooming with my producers directly. So they can actually meet the producer in person. And the producer can actually meet the people that are selling their coffee. I actually, I have a podcast as well, which is called My Coffee Podcast. And on one of my episodes, we interviewed Dariela Mancia, which is a women coffee producer in Honduras. Mm. And that was a great, so we had a translator. She doesn't speak English, but we had a great translator involved with that. But one of the things that I think is very important is that that connection between the producers and my customers, because I think there's more appreciation of how much work is put into the coffee, the producers, I mean, the amount of work that they do to get this coffee up here to us is just astounding. But I also think it's amazing for the producers to see where their coffee is going and how it's being made. And so I was able to record some different videos on my phone, on my iPhone, of a few different accounts, like my Java Sago is one, Zambawango Coffee and Desserts, and Garnish and Gather. All used her coffee. And so I recorded like a little video of them saying how much they appreciated her coffee and how much they liked it. And then I was able to show that to her via Zoom. And she just it was just like a great experience. I mean, for her to see where from going from her farm all the way up here to Atlanta, Georgia, and that people, you know, love her coffee. It was, you know, just a great thing to share with her and for everyone to experience. So,
Yeah,
I'm excited, to, you know, have this place to be able to kind of share more experiences with my wholesale customers, and then help them grow their businesses as well, you know, with the coffee.
Sure. Sure. So let's talk as we kind of wrap up here, let's talk about the kind of wholesale customers you have and that you're looking to add to.
Yeah. So right now, my wholesale customers range from bakeries like TB Whole Gluten Free Bakery, which is actually my first wholesale customer. Tula and I met actually at the ABA Expo years ago.
There you go.
Yeah, we were set up next to each other. So that was a great thing to do, was that Expo, man.
That's awesome.
I also have different varieties of bakeries, Zambawango Coffee and Desserts, Rushing Trading Company up in Sugar Hill, the Ginger Room, which opened up in Alpharetta just recently, Java Saga, Moonbird Coffee in Chamblee, and then I have a lot of Buford Highway Farmers Market just started selling my coffee. So I'm starting to get more local grocery stores and online stores, Garnish and Gather. I know I'm missing some people. My head now is running blank, but bakeries, small cafes, coffee shops, restaurants that want to serve their coffee. What's interesting about restaurants for me, is that you go there and you have a great meal, you have great wine, and you have a great dessert. And then they serve you this kind of mediocre coffee at dessert. I always get a coffee at dessert or else a cappuccino. Mm-hmm. And usually it's kind of mediocre. And for me, I'm like, man, this is such a big opportunity to be able to go into a fine restaurant and, you know, just to be able to serve them, you know, their customers just like a local coffee. And just like their local beer.
Right.
Also have it, you know, taste, fresh and great quality and, have a great story that their waiters can tell to their customers about their coffee as well.
That makes perfect sense to me. Christina Mott is with us, folks, Cloudland Coffee Company. If you're looking for a great locally sourced coffee, not the usual kind of stuff you get off the grocery shelf. Here's your place. So, Christina, this has been great. It's been great to catch up with you and to have you on the show. Let's get to the most important question, which is for those that would like to get in touch, would like to order online. Tell them how they can do that.
Yep. So there is a website they can go to, which is www.cloudlandcoffee.com. I do suggest that they order by Mondays at noon because we do most of our roasting on Mondays. And then we also do local delivery in the area. So there's a listing of different zip codes, mainly in the Johns Creek, Alpharetta, Milton, and Duluth area that we do local delivery. And then we also have free shipping opportunities as well, or else to pick up at our store. Which is located at 11130 State Bridge Road, Suite E104. And then, of course, if they follow us on social media, which Instagram is at cloudland_coffee or on Facebook, which is at Cloudland Coffee. We have always are posting different things that are happening and the latest and greatest from Cloudland. So
awesome. Christina Mod, folks, the founder of Cloudland Coffee. Christina, it's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure too, John. Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Folks, just a quick reminder, if you've got administrative tasks in your business that are dragging you down, if you're sitting up at night at 11 or 12 o'clock working on your books as a business owner, that's a problem. And I've got someone who can help solve that problem for you, and her name is Essie Escobedo, and she's over at Office Angels. She's got a whole team of angels that have a lot of different skills. And my suggestion is that you go to her website, take a look at it if you're shy, officeangels.us. But really what you ought to do is call her, 770-442-9246. What happens is she listens to your problem and then picks the angel that's best equipped to solve that problem, to fly in, get the job, and fly out. And they do it on an ongoing and or as needed basis. And they've been around now for 21, 22 years. So, she's an award-winning business owner. So I endorse her because I use her services. I couldn't do what I do with my business without her. So give her a call, 770-442-9246, and let her know that I sent you. Folks, North Fulton Business Radio is available on all the major podcast platforms. North Fulton Business Radio is a search term. My ask of you is to go to your favorite app and give us a 5-star review. I'm boldly asking for that, not for me, not for Business Radio X, but for our guest, because it helps people find the show and potentially be able to use the product, use the services, and buy the products of our guest, like Christina, who deserve to be found. So we would appreciate it if you would do that and connect with us on social media, on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. North Fulton BRX is the search term, or is our platform handle there. So for my guest, Christina Mod, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.